This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your money. That's right. Click on the Patreon icon there, and it gives you the inside of the little club. I got to, you know, I have to apologize for those members in there. I should be a little more active in there. And so just please take a heartfelt apology from me. And I promise I will get better at it. You know what I'm saying? But it does help keep the show in the air. It does help us fund the show. As many of you know, it's funny, I was going through the budgets for the show over the weekend, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, last year, in some areas, it was fantastic, but all the social media / social marketing areas, it was terrible, yes. And so what you need to do is you need to help us kick that up. And whether it's me, if you I prefer you to support me, but you know, if you're listening to others, you need to support whoever you can comfortably support. It's a real big deal. So anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head to the website. All that stuff's going on up there, and you know, it just really work together with us so we can keep getting the message out. Generation Z, I hear, understand, have been told, is actually less Christian. And I said this before, and I meant it. I don't know why this is like a headline story. It's a little irritating. I'll explain to you why in a few minutes. But Generation Z is less Christian than ever. And the writer Jonathan Moreau from Fox says, that's not a bad thing. Now, Generation X, the generation following the millennials, is the least Christian generation to date. Now, according to a new Barner study, 34% of Gen Z's religious affiliation is either atheist, agnostic, or nothing at all. In fact, teens 13 to 18 years old are twice as likely as adults to say they're atheist. And it's just 3 in 5, 13 to 18-year-olds, say that they're some kind of Christian. Right? That's about 59%. Now, you look at what Disney, and again, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but you look at what Disney, you look at what Nickelodeon, you look at what some of these companies are doing out there to make fun of, ridicule, and rip at your Christianity, your belief system. And they don't do it in an affront. They don't do it in front of your face. You know, some of you are old enough to remember Sesame Street. You remember sitting in front of Sesame Street on a regular basis. And the way Sesame Street works is it's repetition. It's sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle. But constant repetition to get your kids to know and understand and learn how to count and learn colors and learn good behavior and bad behavior. And they do that in skits in other ways. They don't just come out and say, this is wrong, this is right. And what do you think Disney's doing? We did that story about Disney in the first hour. Now, as Christian parents, pastors, educators, and leaders, most of us want what's best for our kids. And some of them are a little whacked. We want to see, you know, them grow up and follow Jesus for a lifetime. Yet we know that young people who become disillusioned, totally disillusioned. I mean, think about some of the young kids, you know, with religion / Christianity. But we've done that to them, you adults, me and you, because of your own frailties, because of the things going on in your life, because of the mistakes that you made. and continue to make. Right? And then get on your kids for being for not being perfect. Talk about all that stuff that Jesus doesn't like, God doesn't like, and then what happens? You never really, they see it as hypocritical. It doesn't mean anything to mom and dad, because they do those things. They come home drunk. They smoke. I've heard dad swear. You don't have to be perfect, don't get me wrong, but you can't call the kids out for the same things you're doing. And saying, I'm an adult, it's okay? No, it doesn't work that way. The writer says that his friend David Kinnaman, the president of Barmer Group, put it, while we were working on this Gen Z study together, it's possible that many churches are preparing young Christians to face a world that no longer exists. He said, goes on to say, based on my experiences working with students, the answer to the question is yes. Many Christian teens are simply unprepared for the world that is waiting for them. And that's the problem. You do not, I just talked to a bunch of young people about this over the weekend. You do not equip your young people to deal with a non-religious, a not Jesus-believing, a not God-believing world. You send them to the dogs and you figure, oh, well, God will provide. Yeah, God did provide you to take care of your children. That's the provision. You need to help your kids understand their faith. You need to help them get stronger in their faith, not beat their faith into them. And then you don't give in to them. You don't sugarcoat or whatever their actions as adults. Don't condone what they're doing by saying stupid things like everybody makes those kinds of mistakes. Now, it's okay to say that when you're explaining things to them. Like, you are not, you know, if my kid screws up, they're not the worst person on the planet, because we've all gone through something. We've all screwed up something. And if you're learning from it, not the best way to learn, but if you're learning from it, working through it, and believing God's at the center of it, helping you out, that's a whole different story. But these kids go to our churches. They go to the youth groups. You have pastors that are youth pastors that are confused about right and wrong, that are out there in a parking lot smoking cigarettes and then taking advantage of the young girls or the young boys in the class. And the only response the pastor gives you is, well, people sin. Well, yeah, you're right. Maybe you need to screen the people that are in the head of your ministries a little bit more. Maybe you need to get more involved later on down the road, check these people out on a regular basis. Why is the parishioners know before staff knows what's going on? Yeah, I'm not done with this shit. You can tell. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. While we go to break, sign up for my Political Incorrect Posse, Patreon, at the main website, therealside.com. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Clearly, through my big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
That's the part of the song I
like.
You're going to light up your world like the 4th of July. You know what? When President Trump, now President Trump, but not at the time. All right, so for you cruisers out there, I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm really not. I'm not even trying to make fun of Ted Cruz. But I remember arguing with my friends about Ted Cruz. And I said, look, you know why Trump's going to win? Because when asked about the military, Ted Cruz droned on and on about the percentage of taxes to how much money we spend, you know, on our military and how much other countries spend and what it's going to cost and the GDP this and the GDP that. And you know what? Nobody cares. Put me to sleep. When I asked Donald Trump, you know, they say, what is it, a picture is worth a thousand words? When they asked Donald Trump about the military, he said, you know what? I'm going to make the military so big, so strong, so massive, so huge, that nobody will screw with our military. We're going to be so strong. Nothing about money. Nothing about how to make it happen. Strictly how much he loved the military, how strong he was going to make them so people would respect us again. And the place went nuts. And even the people who fell asleep during Ted Cruz's response woke up. So, that's why I love that stuff. You got to start responding to the people and stop responding to the, you know, to the political babbleists, if you would. You know, and somebody brought up in the feed, somebody brought up in Austin, Texas, they've got a mad bomber leaving boxes containing bombs. You know, we know it's out there now. You know, you got nut jobs. Well, it's not that we have nut jobs now. We've had nut jobs for a long time. But just be careful. We live in a world, you know, I think it's really funny. I'll get back to my Christian story in a second. But we live in a world where that whole left, the left side who said that love trumps hate, that, you know, we got to get back to loving each other. We got to get back to caring about each other. These are the guys. These are the hateful, nasty people. And you see how they really feel about you now. You see really what they're willing to do because they do hate you so much. Not that we don't have haters on our side, but I don't see it to this level. I don't see us, even when Obama was president, I never wished ill on that man. You can go back and listen to his shows. If you listen to my opening monologue all the time, it was never to do harm to him. Matter of fact, I told my Christian brothers and sisters they should be praying for his safety. We were talking about Generation Z. Or Gen Z, I'm sorry. And how they're probably the least religious / least Christian group there is. And the writer of the article hits a couple of things right on the head. Well, first off, they're looking at your parents. They're looking at their parents and even their grandparents in some cases and looking at a people who claim to be Christian, claim to know God, claim to love God, not living a very Christian / loving lifestyle. It really is that simple. So, if you've got people in your life that claim that they, you know, it's like saying you love liver and onions, and yet for the last 20 years I've never seen you serve or eat or order liver and onions. Doesn't make any sense. Remember that Generation Z has also been disciplined by their smartphones. They're taught about sex ed by Google. They're conditioned to assume that just because they believe something, it makes it true. If it, look, you've heard this in this show all the time. If it's a thought between their ears, then it must be real. And if you're being taught by Google, Facebook, Disney, and other places like that, you will never get a confirmation of God. Matter of fact, you will get just the opposite. That people who believe in God are whacked. As Joy Behar said, that anybody who believes that Jesus talks with them has a mental condition. So the writer says that contrary to what you may have heard, Christianity is not a fairy tale for grown-ups invented to make ourselves feel better. Followers of Jesus have nothing to fear from tough questions, honest doubts, and challenging conversation. But see, the problem here is you guys that have raised the millennials and even the Generation Z kids, what have you let them do that's hard for them? Come on. What have you let them do that they had to push through? And that was painful. And that they could learn from. That something would get ingrained in their mind. Our culture is changing fast. Teenagers are confused. They are. They're morally and spiritually bent. At the Impact 360 Institute, they've been studying Generation Z alongside the Barna Group for about a year and a half now. The research and the focus groups confirm that that's the direction they're going in. further and further away from God. They have no foundation, no realities, no things that are set in stone in their lives. Only 34% of Generation Z agree that lying is wrong. Come on, think about this. Let that sink into your little mind. 34% believe, only, I should say, that lying is wrong. That you shouldn't lie. How does that work? How did you let your kids get, I'm sorry, it is you because it ain't me. How did you let your kids get there? How did you let your kids decide that lying is okay? So let's do the other side of that. 34% believe that it's wrong. That means 66% believe that it's okay to lie. And again, I'm going to say it again. How did you, parents, let that happen? You had to let that happen. Aren't you the ones that set the moral compass of the house? Aren't you supposed to be setting? Are you setting the moral compass? Do your kids hear you lying on the phone when you're talking to somebody? Do they hear you lying to dad? Dad, do they hear you lying to mom about something you did? Come on, I mean, this is, I'm not trying to convict anybody here, but think about it. What are you teaching your children? Let's see. 24% say what is morally right and wrong changes over time based on society. So I guess right and wrong changes is, so, you know, I mean, I guess you can date, you can actually date the goat you have in the backyard. That's morally okay. 58% of this least Christian generation agree that many religions can lead to eternal life. There is not one true religion. And that makes some of you happy, but again, we're going down the road where many of these kids don't have absolute truth in their life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to The Real Side on TCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works.
Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Please answer the question.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Idiot. Yeah, there you go.
Go away, Daniel.
Yeah. I ain't going to school.
No, I ain't going to school. Not for you or nobody else, you know? I've already done my time in the classroom, and you ain't getting me back in there again. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Support the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. Click on the Patreon button, okay? Because if you click on the Patreon button, it gives you the ability to join the club, whether it's $5 a month, $10, $25, $30, $40, $50. Give a one-time gift of $5,000, I will fly to your home, as long as it's in the continental United States. And I will bring the gifts, I'll bring the food, I'll bring the stuffed animal, whatever you need, almost. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. Generation Z. And you guys need to do a little homework on Generation Z, see who they are, what they're up against. My understanding is they're not as squishy as the millennials. They still got their set of problems, as everybody does, but they're not as squishy as the millennials. But what we're finding is that they're less Christian, they're less religious. But it's not just less religious, it's not just less Christian, if you would. I got to tell you, it's less moral overall. How many of your friends on the left believe in lying? These kids believe 66% of them, right, believe that lying is okay. It's fine. Because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, right? And 24% say that what's morally right and wrong change on a regular basis, like trying to catch a greased pig. Just depends on what society believes. So we're under mob rule again, right? Mob mentality. Do you understand that that's one of the reasons we've seen an uptick where you see apparently it's okay to have relations between brother and sister, between father and daughter, right? Mother and son. Because there's no moral values anymore. There's no moral foundations. There's no absolutes. Remember, if nothing is right and wrong, then what's it matter? If sex for sex's sake, well, then it doesn't matter who you're having it with, does it? Come on, think it through. There's a lot of young people who consider sex pretty much nothing more than what we always thought kissing was in the 70s.
So we're raising a generation of young people who don't have any real values to themselves. You know, the old pseudo funny thing that we used to say, if it feels good, do it. Well, we were, you know what? You beat it into their head. Now, the writer says that the, asked the question, why is the fact that Generation Z is less Christian than ever good news? He says, because we need to stop pretending and start living in reality. We need to stop pretending that if we entertain teenagers, they will stick around after they graduate. We need to stop pretending that if we protect them from everything, they won't question, they won't doubt it, or they won't walk away. We need to stop pretending that a few minutes of moralistic, watered-down Bible lesson on a Sunday morning will prepare them to stand firm in the faith. You know, that's a great point, because many of you do this yourself. You go to church on Sunday morning, and my joke on the show, if you've listened for any period of time, you know, I always say the same thing. Real easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning, ain't it? When you're in front of all your brothers and sisters. But man, from Sunday about noon or 1 or 2 till the following Sunday at about 6 o'clock in the morning, that's a tough walk for most of you. Matter of fact, you can't find the word Christian for that period of time. And your kids are watching you. And they're watching what you say and they're watching what you do. I've got four children. And let me tell you what. They watch what you say. They watch what you do. To others. Not even so much to them. They're watching how you're treating others. How you're talking to them. Hadn't anybody ever taught you guys? If you want to teach your daughters how a man should treat them. I know some of you already jumped in and go, yeah, you take them on a date. No, you treat their mother with respect and kindness. You treat their mother the way you want them to see how their husband should treat them. And yes, you take them out from time to time. You can have a date night with your daughter. And you show them how they should be treated, how they should be respected, how much value they have. Teenagers, you know, we need to give our teenagers, I know some of you freak out at this, a worldview. Not a coloring book of Jesus. You know, Tammy and I used to joke with her. The one church we went to. I asked the kids, look, I don't know what it was, 2 or 3 months in a row. We'd be driving home. And I'm going, so what'd you learn in church today? What'd you learn in Sunday school, children? And you know what? Almost in unison. And they're in different parts of the class. Jesus loves us. Okay, that's great. I get it. Yes, it's true. I don't need you telling them that 50 weeks a year. Right? Teach them. Teach the children. You, parents, teach your children. By the time teenagers should be owning their faith, we've already lost their attention. They're gone. And their culture has captured the imagination. Their video games, their iPhones, their iPads, the TV around them. Look, the reason I'm hanging on this for so long is because this week, they're going to do that march. All right? They're going to march out of their classrooms all across the country. And most of them don't even know why. Oh, sure, they're going to spew the lines they hear on CNN, MSNBC, some of their liberal teachers, or what they've been fed by party members or others. But there's no reality to it. They really don't know what it means. Most kids I've spoken with and or parents, they have no clue. No clue what this thing is even about. And contrary to what most of you have heard or think or believe, the Christian faith is not blind. Christianity is not a fairy tale for grown-ups invented to make ourselves feel better. Matter of fact, if you're living out true Christianity, it's not always a feel better. You're left out of a lot of things. You feel ostracized sometimes. Sometimes, you know, people hold you at an arm's length. Oh, you're one of those. You're a Jesus lover. You're not going to want to go to strip club with us. Let me tell you what, buddy. Even if I wasn't a Jesus lover, I wouldn't want to go to strip club with you. Followers of Jesus, they got nothing to fear from tough questions. God doesn't disown you because you have your moments of doubt. You question him and what he's doing at times. And Generation Z needs to know that we're real. You, in the Christian church, who know these Generation Z kids, who... Matter of fact, I'll even go one step further. If you're a Christian, and you're not teaching your kids about real life, shame on you. You know, Jesus once said, right, don't stop the kids from coming to him. Because anybody who keeps the kids from coming to Jesus, anybody, I'm giving you the Joe's version here, but anybody who keeps those kids from coming to Jesus or turns them away from Jesus, it's better than a millstone be tied around their neck and then thrown into the lake, into the water. You know why? Do you know how dense, do you know how heavy a millstone is? You ain't coming up. There ain't no chance you're coming up. You're done. The writer said that one of the students shared with him last year that I know I am a Christian now, and I know it's true. I'm able to defend my faith to live my life out for him, for Jesus, in ways I wasn't before. Why? Because he had been trained properly. Not brainwashed. We always told the kids, look, here's the truth. Whether you live it out or not, it's up to you. Whether you believe it or not, it's up to you. You cannot beat your kids verbally, physically, mentally, whatever, into believing this stuff because you have to live it out too. Now, whether we're in the majority or being marginalized or charged as followers of Jesus to be faithful to pass on our faith to the next generation, you need to be at least working at it. And don't give me this crud that you want your kids to find their own way. You want them to find their own religion. You don't want to force them to do anything. You're full of crap. You force them to brush their teeth. You force them to go to sleep. You force them to go to school. And one of the most important things in their life, you're going to go, oh, let them find that on their own. You're a coward. All right, got to be worked up. I got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
No, I'm not starting to talk to you. That's what the show all wants. All right? Remember, this is like those B-minus movies? Beach movies? Remember those? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, this, you know, I didn't say this to you a minute ago, but there's a tweet going back and forth on my Twitter at the real. Is it at the real site? Is that the one? Okay. And I always tell you guys, you know, see, this is exactly why Generation Z wants nothing to do with us. There's a guy on Twitter right now accusing someone else of being a pedophile. It doesn't know the guy, couldn't spell the other guy's last name to save his butt. All right? But he's on there, and he's basically calling someone who's running for office in Los Angeles against Auntie Maxine all kinds of names, knows nothing about him. And the thing that bothers me the most with all these accusations and such, and I'm glad he put it this way, you know, they have that area where you explain yourself or lay yourself out. He says, he serve my God, love my family and my country, USA, God, guns, and bacon. All right? And make America great again. Well, you don't make America great. The guy's name is Jay-Z. Jay-Z, you don't make America great again by attacking people you don't know anything about. That doesn't make America great. It actually puts it back. And when you do stuff like that,
You give validity to exactly what the Dems say about us. Okay? That we're small-minded, accusatory, all that stuff. So, you know what? You serve your God, you think about what you said to that other person. Because I got news for you. I don't like the candidate that you're all over. But go look at my Twitter. Whatever. Go look at my Facebook. I don't beat him up. I don't like the guy, but I don't beat him up. He's going to stand on his own. I'm not accusing him of anything. Okay? I mean, I could accuse him of a lot that's basically already printed. That's true. But I'm not going to. So truly, if you're truly serving God, if you truly love family and country, you know, think about what you're doing. Don't feed the left. And that's exactly what you're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, so let me finish up real quick, because I didn't plan on spending a whole... I never do, but then I get in trouble. We're talking about Generation Z and how less Christian they are. And how they even think, the majority of them think that lying is okay. Right? Christianity is marginalized not because of outsiders. Christianity is marginalized because of insiders. Christians. Now, I'm not saying you got to live perfect. That's not what I'm saying here. But the way you live your life, just like that one guy, the way you talk to people, the way you treat each other. You can call out evil. That's okay. But you're not. We're not political first. Christians are not political. God people are not political first. You're God first. It's critical. For those of you know, if you care about these young people, the Gen Z and what have you, you cannot think business as usual. Okay? A lot of these young people, they want it black and white. They want it easy to understand, and they want it black and white. And saying things like God works in very mysterious ways doesn't cut it. So learn the basics. Learn why you shouldn't have an abortion according to God. Learn why same-sex marriage is not okay according to God. Learn why lying is not okay according to God. Don't just say God doesn't like it. Learn why God doesn't like divorce. Learn why God wants you to take care of your body and your planet. No, you're not supposed to take care of the planet to the detriment of humankind, if you would. But you are supposed to take care of God's creations. Last I checked, the planet was one of his creations. You're not supposed to mistreat animals. You don't have to like them. You don't have to want one for a pet. But you don't get to mistreat them either. So it's just one of those things where we have so lost our ways. And when you look at some of the things that, you know, God has given you, including these young people, these young kids, right? You got to take care of them. They're yours to take care of. You're in charge, whether you like it or not. You know, I always tell some of these parents I speak with, those kids didn't ask for you. By your actions, you asked for them, and you got them, and you kept them, and you need to care for them, and you need to nurture them, and you need to give them instruction, no matter how much they look in pain over it. You need to take care of them. Hello, David from Western Washington. I don't know what you're listening on. We've got stations all over the place. I'm not saying that like I'm puffed up, but we do. We have stations all over the place. I know we have stations in Washington State. Thank you guys for listening. Always appreciate your time that you're with me. I always appreciate the time that you take to let me know. Look, I appreciate the time you take to let me know where you're calling, where you're listening from. Some of you who are listening, I'd love to know what station you're listening on, too. That would be great as well. Yes, I'm getting my voice back. I'm working on it. Anyway, and I just appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time you encourage me and guys like me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
5563. You know, there are sickos all over the place. I get sick stories from people all the time. And when you think about some of the things going on in the world, going on in these classrooms, for instance, right? You've got a teacher. Is it a teacher or student? I'm sorry, college student. That's been kicked out of his class because he told a professor there's only two genders. Now, what I'd like to know is this. If you're sitting in a biology class and you're talking about DNA and such, and the instructor says, how many genders are there? What do you do? No, I'm serious. What do? Do you say, well, according to reality, according to biology, according to science, there's only two. According to you, humans, there's 79 at this point. How do you answer that question? A religious studies major was barred from a Christianity class at Indiana University. Pay attention. Barred from Christianity class at Indiana University of Pennsylvania for saying during the class that there's only two genders. Lake Engel, a senior at the university, said that he was silenced and punished by IUP professor Allison Downey for questioning her during a February 28 Christianity 48-1 self-sentence salvation lecture. She was probably feeling guilty or something. After showing a 15-minute TED talk by transgender ex-pastor Paula Stone Williams discussing the reality of mansplaining sexism for men and the male privilege, the professor asked a woman in the class to share their thoughts. But no woman in the class said anything. Engel spoke up, challenging the professor on the biology and the gender wage gap, as well as he should. He told the class that the official view of biologists is that there are only two genders. It's not an official view. The proven scientific view is there's only two genders. Feminist professor booted him from the class and asked him not to come back. She referred him to the public university's academic integrity board. Engel needs to complete the class to graduate at the end of the semester. You are barred from attending this class in accordance with the classroom disruption policy. The alleged violation description is as such. Disrespectful objection to the professor's class discussion structure, refusal to stop talking out of turn, angry outburst in response to being required to listen to a trans speaker discuss the reality of white male privilege and sexism, disrespectful reference to the validity of the trans identity and experience, disrespectful claim that a low score on any classwork would be evidence of the professor's personal prejudice. So again, I say to you, if every printed biology book, if biology professor said there's only two, the X and the Y gene, how does he get a negative? How does he get a negative mark? How does he get in trouble? I'll tell you how. Because we haven't stepped up to do our jobs. That college should be inundated with parents. That college should be inundated with other Christians. That college should be inundated with people who are going to sit there and go, what you're doing to this young man is wrong. You want to believe? See, they make fun of us for believing against science in their mind. But when they do it, it's okay. And it's a Christian college. That's really what should scare you. Come and see your host, Mr. Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Guess what? Florida is outlawing free speech zones. Go have a drink. You'll need it for this one. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.